Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Jacob, in for Lucius. Today, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good, by a miracle, I suppose, and Brandon Aubrey's leg. But we're also excited about Javonte Williams. And I wanted to ask you how this compares to what he just put on film in Denver last couple of years.
Yeah, last 2 years. I mean, when he was a rookie, he looks back to like what he was doing his rookie year, which was explosive and just running people over. And over the last couple of years here in Denver, I mean, he had a gruesome knee injury. And so, you know, there's always that kind of time period. You always kind of feel like, hey, it's the second year after an ACL reconstruction. You know, it's the next year that you really have. But it's really taken him several years to look like he's got that confidence, like he's got that explosiveness and that willingness to run people over again. And I know how, you know, I know from my own career, I mean, what saved my career in college, because I was retired in college from football, was moving from defense back over to the offensive side of the ball. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, now I can play without so much fear about, you know, plant my leg in the ground and trying to chase a quarterback as a, you know, a D end or a nose guard or a, you know, D-tackle and be back on the offensive side of the ball. So, like, for him to do what he did, it was one of the things as I was watching that game, I was like, good for Javonte, because he looks like a completely different cat than he did the last 2 years in Denver.
Stink, I wanted to ask you how big this loss of Cooper Beebe, the Cowboys center, is, but just that center position in general and the importance of that for the rest of the other five.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always make a deal of, hey, the center, you know, sets the protection, but everybody does it, right? I mean, it's we're all talking. It's all, you know, warning, and it gets passed down from one set to the other. And then in today's game, it's not as prevalent because a lot of quarterbacks set protections. And so the biggest issue is that you miss having a guy that can really play. And, you know, and so, you know, that continuity and all that stuff. And so that'll be an interesting thing to see, because he's got like a high ankle sprain, right? He's going to be out like 6 weeks or something. Is that what I read?
Yeah, so, lateral ankle sprain. Then he's got a broken bone in the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's always devastating. And so, and continuity is so important up front. But, you know, I mean, it's always one of those things that's hard. To have those five guys, you know, last the whole season and be in there together and working together is incredibly important. Can you overcome it? Absolutely, you can overcome it. Who comes in? I'm sorry for my lack of knowledge.
Brock Hoffman.
Yeah, see, that guy, I don't know. That always scares me. I think one of the things that scares me about losing offensive linemen is most of the backups in this league can't play. And it's changed dramatically from when I was in the league, because we used to have all our backups when I was a player were guys that had started somewhere else for several years and, you know, injuries or getting, you know, older or whatever. But those guys you could plug and play for 2, 3, 4 games, 6 weeks, whatever it was. And one of the things that has happened in the league now is that's a cost savings place. And so instead of spending, you know, several million dollars on a veteran guy you know can play, you've got a second-year dude that you're trying to develop, and it's really hard to develop these guys because we never put them in pads anymore. And those guys, more often than not, can't play. And that would be my big, that would be my biggest concern. And, you know, I see, you saw the meltdown with the left tackle of the Giants, Hudson, in that game, like a young player. Like, it's really such a technically advanced position, and the league tries to save money by using rookies and first and second year players that really haven't been developed. So it's a big issue around the league in general.
Mark, we got the Bears on deck now for the Cowboys. What's it like playing in Soldier Field, and what do you think about the Bears?
Yeah, the Bears, offensively, man, they've been really good in their first scripted drives, and then they haven't been worth a score to urine after that. Mm. So Caleb Williams has not looked good. There's no question that he has been kind of out of sync after they get off that initial script, you know. And the thing about that is everybody goes, well, why don't you script the whole game? Well, you know, the defense adjusts. So you take your first 15 or whatever it is, and you say, hey, we want to run this to this formation, we think we're going to get this look and stuff. And when it all pans out that way, great. Then all of a sudden you run the same play and they give you a different look and they give you a different defense and a different defensive front and a different coverage. And then it falls apart. And the issue that I think about Caleb Williams when I've watched him, and this goes all the way back to college, is when you play at a school like USC and 9 of your 11 games, you're physically just more talented than the team you play. And when you get off script and you play off script all the time as a quarterback and you make big plays, everybody praises you and says you're a generational talent. And generational talent doesn't mean anything to me. I want generational quarterbacking. And, you know, and so when your default mechanism is from the neck down, meaning you take off and you scramble around, you try to make something big happen, you don't win that way in the NFL. You win by being boring. You win by staying on script. You win by, you know, if you're running a curl flat combination, the flat is open, you take it 100 out of 100 times and you set yourself up for second down and 5. And now everything is open to you. And if you pull that ball and say, hey, I'm going to scramble around a little bit, and you take a sack and now it's second down and, you know, 14, you don't convert those. That doesn't happen in this league. So until you start playing quarterback as opposed to generational athlete, you're gonna struggle.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side with Mark Schlereth here on The Fan.
Steve, you've got a unique perspective, I'd say, to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With this Brady stuff that everyone's worried about today, because he's of course the owner, and then he's also with the Fox broadcast like you are, and you're getting to talk with the coaches and the players. You told us last year you also do consulting around the league. So like, what are your thoughts on this with the conflict of interest with Brady and maybe some insight he can gain for the Raiders?
Yeah, I think it's much ado about nothing. I understand that everybody's up in arms, but everybody runs the same stuff. Like I can put on tape of anybody. There's no new plays. Like everybody runs, you know, Mills concept. Everybody runs a Yankee concept off a play pass. Everybody runs curl flat. Everybody runs, you know, scat Hank. Everybody, like, it's all the same stuff. You know, do you have the players to execute it? And so ultimately, what are you really going to learn? Do you think all of a sudden he's going to be in a facility or in a Zoom meeting and say, hey, by the way, I was in this Zoom meeting and I saw the secret plays. You know, I saw the ones that they got from Hogwarts, so now I can give it to the Raiders staff. Like, those guys are watching the coaches' tape. Those guys know, those coaches have been around for a long time. They know what you're good at. They know what you run. You're not finding some trade secret. I don't know. I think there's almost zero, you know, competitive advantage that you're going to gain from Brady having a meeting with other coaches.
How about injuries then? How about like the fact that he did the Washington and Giants game in week one, the Raiders play this week, and there's maybe some guys coming back from injuries and stuff like that? What if he gets medical information?
What do you like? So what are you going to say? Hey, this guy's going to play this week, or this guy's not going to play this week?
Or maybe they feel like that. Maybe they're in a situation where they're kind of feeling like that this guy might be back this week. You know, we're going to push it for this week. He's going to be back for you. You know, maybe the coaches are trying to keep that secret, but they tell Tom because he's in the building.
I suppose that could happen. I do think that, you know, you're following pretty closely the injury reports. You're following all that stuff. I just don't think there's a lot of information you're going to garner from being inside one of those facilities. I mean, I'm in one every week.
Sure.
And I've got a ton of relationships with coaches, and I've got a ton of relationships, you know, with GMs.
Do you feel like that you get more information than more broadcasters because a former player and maybe the relationships you have?
I think I get more information because I ask better questions.
Okay.
Because like for me, like curiosity is the most important part of learning, and I'm curious.
Sure.
And I watch, you know, I just watch a ton of film, and I look at a lot of things, and then I want to know how it works. You know, sometimes there's so much that you know from playing. But the thing that always blows me away when I'm watching stuff and I'm talking to people is all the stuff I don't know.
Right.
And so that I'm always trying to figure out why do you do it out of this formation? Why do you run this play out of this? And I think one thing about coaches in general, coaches love to talk about football.
Sure.
So if you come in and you ask them all the questions about, you know, hey, like, this guy said this, and, you know, and all this stuff that, you know, all the soap opera nature of the league, they have to answer those stupid questions all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you start asking them about football, dude, they just love, like, coaches love to talk to you about football,
right?
And they love to explain it, you know. And sometimes, you know, I'll walk out of a meeting that's a great meeting, and sometimes my producer will just be like, dude, you guys were speaking a different language. Yeah. Because it gets into football talk. You know, you're talking about sevens and, you know, eight routes and seven routes and, you know, smash combinations. And you know, we all speak that same language. You're talking about, hey, man, the difference between playing, hey, what's the difference? Why are you putting this guy in a four eye and this guy in a five technique? And, you know, and coaches just, they light up about stuff like that. Meanwhile, everybody else in the room is going, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
Appreciate it as always, Mark. Have a great week three, and we'll catch you up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
Salute. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Make plans to join us tomorrow in Argyle. We're going to be having a party there at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits starting at 2:00. Frenchtown Salon and Suites is doing giveaways. Dan's Bagels, Argyle Cigar and Smoke. And check this out, $25 gift card for all new Tolo customers tomorrow. That says all new.
There you go.
So join us and get a $25 gift card to Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits, and we'll have ourselves a time. Chief, what are we doing next?
Football's finest, 877-881-1053 through 2 weeks. What did you get right about the Cowboys, and what have you gotten wrong, plus the house of dysfunction that is the Bears?
If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. The way to get it right at that point is to call the Frankels right there roadside, 214 or 817-333-3333. I'll give you that number again so you can put it in your phone. You know, 18-wheeler hit you, commercial vehicle, something like that. You're talking about tons of power throwing you up against that wall, maybe turning you literally upside down. Well, your life is going to be upside down in more ways than one on the other side of one of those accidents. You know, you have immediate medical expenses and potentially lost wages. You might need a new career re-education, might need a new vehicle. And the list goes on and on. Bottom line, settlements can easily be six figures, sometimes even seven when you're talking about being hurt, not your fault. The Frankel specialize in getting you maximum value for your pain and suffering. You know, you could be looking at decades of, you know, something that's going to impact the way you get around. You might need one of them blue placards to put on your rear view a mirror when you pull into the grocery store or somewhere. You know what I'm talking about. So, you know, that is a life-changing event. You deserve to be compensated for that. Frankel's makes sure that you do not settle for less. Again, that number, 214 or 817-333-3333, 214 or 817, the nothing but threes. Go online, frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.